Hi guys, before we get into this show, this is a quick message to say that this podcast is sponsored by Ant Podcast Management. That's our own company. Ant stands for Amy Nick Thompson. If you or your company want to start a professional podcast or need help running an existing one, then we have got you covered. We can simply provide an editing service or go all the way up to full podcast management. Visit ant-podcastmanagement.com. For more information, enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to What the Faux Travel Podcast with Nick and Amy. This is a bonus episode to mark the end of series 4.
Hello guys, for the last time of this series, good to be speaking with you again. I've realised I've made a fatal error when it comes to recording. I've just had cereals and drunk milk. And that's really bad for your voice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's a no-go for podcasting.
Amy, who's got the skills and knowledge in radio, apparently, yeah, milk is really bad for your voice. So if that's why I'm sounding not very up to standard, then you know why.
Well, it's so not milk, it's dairy products.
Oh, so why? Do you know the scientific reason?
Well, yeah, because it, like, ferments and it, like, you have this feeling in your throat now, right?
When yeah,
you have
I do.
To clear your throat.
Yeah, I do. Okay, but hello again, everyone. This is a good opportunity just to round off the series, let you guys know what's happening next, and to thank a few people as well.
Yeah, it feels really weird because like we finished series 4 a while ago in terms of recording, so it feels really alien to be recording again and like sitting next to Nick with our mics. This feels strange, but good strange, I think. So yeah, hi guys. We feel like we haven't spoke to you for a while. But yeah, like Nick said, this is all about thanking some people. We're going to tell you what the future of Faux is. And also we're going to play a game today, which is exciting.
Bring back the games. Yeah, it's been a while. I think our last few episodes have just been so busy and packed full of information. There hasn't been time for games. And I think if people are being honest, that's the thing they like the most about this show. Not our witty chat. It's all about the stupid, ridiculous games.
And the swear words and the innuendos.
Basically, yeah. So we'll start with a few shout outs, which again, we haven't done this for a while, but there are some lovely people out there who over the last few months have sent us messages and they're probably thinking, where's my shout out? That's the only reason why I said nice things to you guys. So we'll start with Meg, who is Crave Journey on Instagram. Hi, Nick and Amy. I just got introduced to your podcast a couple of weeks ago. Since then, I have had the time to listen to a few. I really enjoyed your episodes on Colombia and the Amazon. I really enjoy you bringing knowledge and information about wider issues in the world. Please continue your hard work. Thank you so much, because yeah, it is something different we've tried recently, these documentary style podcasts. And like I said before, people are probably just thinking, bring back the stupid games. But I'm
We have got quite a few nice messages about the docs. Like, we enjoy making the docs the most, I think. And we do miss the games a little bit, but the docs is where it's at for us. But, you know, let us know what you're interested in. I was going to ask that at the end of this episode, actually. Just want some feedback of what you prefer the most, really.
I prefer, like, I know you weren't asking me. Thanks for asking, Amy.
No one cares about your opinion, Nick.
But the truth is, what gets me excited is the docs and, like, the research and putting them together. But a half an hour documentary takes days and days and days and days of work, whereas a podcast, you can just record for an hour, put it together and put it out there. Anyway, this is someone who doesn't enjoy the docs. Joe Stevens, what a lad. This is a nice message. Evening all, recently discovered your podcast, blah, 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 and I'm finding it a great way to pass the time whilst driving a ship across the English Channel.
What?
I started way back in series 1, but I recently listened to your Mexico episodes as I couldn't wait. It's really funny to see the difference in a few seasons. Definitely way more professional and informative, but I also kind of miss the dirty jokes and sexual innuendos. Perfect example. Anyway, just like to say, it's really nice to hear British voices on a travel podcast. Long may it continue. Well, we're at the end maybe, but thanks, Joe. That's a really nice message from Joe, isn't it?
No, that's really nice. And like, especially coming from, I was going to say a pilot then. That shows
captain.
How much I know. A captain. Yeah. Congrats on the job. I'm impressed.
It is a very good job. Very cool. We also heard from Frank Rocha. Well, he's Brazilian, so it's probably Frankie Rocha. Frank said, oh my gosh, me and my girlfriend are enjoying your podcast so much. I live in London, or I have lived in London for 10 years, but I'm originally from Brazil and my girlfriend's from Poland. It's so good to hear your travel stories. Nick's Feijoada song is banging. So good. Not many people have told me how good that song is. So
you're a bit upset about that, aren't you?
I put a lot of effort into that. Anyone that says they like it, I will be very appreciative.
I thought you were going to say you'd give him a prize or something.
No, let's not go that far. He also said, thanks, guys, for the amazing podcast. It's really nice, Frank. I noticed that Frank's a tattoo artist, so as soon as all this lockdown's over, we're coming to London. We'll go to a Brazilian restaurant together.
Yes.
And Frank will give me a free tattoo. Deal?
Do we have a deal?
Okay. We also had an email from, best name of this recording, for sure, Manjinder Kang. Manjinder Kang. Okay. Hi, Manjinder.
I do apologize if he has said your name incorrectly.
If I definitely have said the name incorrectly. I'm going to read the short version because it's a long email. You guys don't need to hear it all. Manjinder says lots of nice things about us. Thank you so much.
Aww.
But also pointed out that Manjinder is also a travel blogger. I've checked it out and it's actually very, I say actually, like I'm surprised. I've checked it out and it's very professional. SimpleRulesForTravelingSolo.com. Very good blog. And Manjinder also said that they were really lucky to get away recently to Costa Rica and Guatemala.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Thank you very much for getting in touch. Oh, and Manjinder also said, love the Capitals game. Well, just for you, we've got not the Capitals game, but we've got something similar coming up later.
Yeah, because we couldn't keep it the same. We've got to do something a bit different, haven't we? But yeah, that's coming at the end of this episode. So keep listening.
That is it for the listener shout outs. So good to hear from you guys. Sorry you've been waiting a long time for your shout out on the show, but also want to give a very special thank you to Greg Logan from Scotland, who is our new patron. Anytime a new patron comes on board, we'll give you a special shout out. So thank you, Greg. And we were going to say something, Amy, weren't we, about patrons, how everyone who listens has to thank them.
Yeah, like don't thank us, thank the patrons, because obviously if you've listened to our latest series, you'll know that we've been traveling for a year and 2 months before coming home and then being hit with this awful pandemic where we can't travel at all. But what kept us going all the way through that in terms of getting this podcast out to you, obviously we were doing the hard work in the background, but who paid for it were the patrons, because we were on such a tight budget. Without these guys, we wouldn't have been able to pay for our accounts to have the podcast online, etc., etc. So we just want to say a massive thank you to you guys. Like, obviously you get your benefits in return. You get all this content early, you get videos. And, you know, a lot of our patrons have seen videos from this trip that aren't online at all yet. It's not going to be on YouTube for a while. So, you know, they've seen the majority of our trip so far. So hopefully you feel like you're getting your money's worth. But no, just a massive thank you. You really have helped in funding this project.
Yeah, you've kept the podcast going, because people that don't have a podcast might not know. Even when we're not uploading, let's say we take a break for months, we still have to pay every month for the podcast to stay online. Out of order, right?
I feel bad for us.
I think it should only be when you're uploading, but we've got to keep paying to keep it going. And yeah, like Amy said, the patrons have made that possible. So thank you.
Right, let's get to what this episode is about. It's about the future, what's going to happen with this podcast, what's happening now, what are our future travel plans, etc., etc. So let's talk about future travel plans, because I feel like that's the exciting one. And, you know, especially in these times where we're not allowed to travel yet, it's exciting to talk about it. So I'm going to play you a clip now of the last episode where Nick and I were talking about if we were ever going to long-term travel again.
Would we do this whole thing again? A big trip like this?
I didn't tell you this before the episode started, but our answers are very different.
Oh, wow. I would say no. And that sounds really negative, but it's because I've done it. Out of my system, I think it's too hard to save up all the money, like drop everything, come back and start all over again. I don't think we'll do something this big ever again.
So has your opinions changed on that, Nick?
All right. I've done a U-turn, but it's not really a complete U-turn. I still agree with what I was saying before. I didn't want to do the same type of traveling again where you're on a low budget, it's fast paced. Every 3 days, you move on to the next place. So we've got some plans. Well, we're working hard to put things into place, which means we can travel again, but much slower. Like stay in a city or an Airbnb for a month or two, and then move on to the next city or the next country.
And how we're going to do that is we have set up our own company. So we are now podcast managers. So our company is called Ant Podcast Management. That's A-N-T for Ant. That's Amy Nick Thompson. Get it? That's the name.
Very clever.
So we actually manage and launch other podcasts for businesses. At the moment, we have 17 podcasts on our roster. Is that the right word?
Roster. I think that's the word, yeah. Papers on our books.
And that's really exciting because this means that we now have an online business. It's something that we can take around the world. As long as we have our laptops, as long as we have a Wi-Fi connection, we can earn money. We can be anywhere in the world. So our idea is to travel again long term, but very, very slowly, depending on visas, however long we can stay in each country. So for example, we might go to Brazil for 3 months and then Mexico for 6 months, but stay in one Airbnb for a month to 2 months, really slow, a nice luxury apartment that isn't difficult to live in. It's got its own washing machine, kitchen, but then we can explore at nighttime and at weekends. And it's also a great way to save money because, you know, a lot of people will know that in England, rent is really high, mortgages are very expensive. So traveling helps us to spend less money on food and our outgoings, and we can save money for the future.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great, doesn't it? It's the absolute dream. If you can come up with a way to earn money online, then yeah, you can be anywhere in the world. And it is very exciting. The lockdown right now with coronavirus has been a good excuse for us to just to stay in, work hard and get this set up. Because to be honest, it's something we kind of tried to do while we were traveling, but we just didn't have the time to put into it. We were editing some people's podcasts and getting paid for it. So we had some clients, I think at the time, maybe like 3 or 4 when we were traveling, which was great. And it gave us a bit of extra money. And I remember thinking, I want just to keep doing this. I want to get more clients and more money, obviously. So not only are we breaking even, so, you know, we're earning the same as what we're spending, which means the travel just can keep going forever. But if we can get to a point where we're actually earning more money than what we're spending, then that's amazing because we can see the world, save at the same time. And then once you've saved enough money to maybe buy a house in England or wherever, then we can settle down. But it wasn't possible while we were traveling to do this because we weren't earning enough money. But since we've been home, so because of coronavirus, I lost my job. I did explain in the last episode, but because of the virus, my company couldn't afford to keep me on anymore. I'm now on what's called furlough here in the UK, where the government is giving companies money just to keep people, to keep paying people so people don't lose their job. But I know once furlough ends, my job won't be there. So it's almost like I've been able to see into the future what's going to happen. I know my job won't be there. So we've had time to build this business and find new customers. And that's what we've done. We've worked really hard building it up, but we now have enough customers on board where it can support us and we can travel with it. We're going to stay in the UK for another 6 months to keep growing the business and wait for coronavirus to die down so we know we can travel again freely in another 6 months, hopefully. But like I said, this has been great time, which we've used very wisely. We've been productive. We've got this business going now, and it's the most exciting thing ever. And let's just hope we can keep it going and it can support future travels. That's the dream, right?
I feel like we've hacked life. Do you know?
I don't know what happened there. It's the milk in my throat. I swear, don't drink milk before recording a podcast.
Rookie mistake.
I feel all, you know, when you're dry.
Oh, don't make that noise. It makes me sick. Stop it. Oh, anyway, I feel like we've hacked life because we can do something that we really love, traveling the world while earning money, while saving money for our future, you know, retirement plan. We're going to get old sometime, hopefully.
And yes, we'll be traveling, but don't get us wrong. Most of the time we'll be working. Like Amy said, Monday to Friday, we'll be working full time. And then the weekends we can explore. But I think that's a perfect balance. You've got your own apartment to relax. You don't have to go out every day and get exhausted. And we can just take things slow. Hopefully, that's the plan.
Now, I think a lot of people would agree with me here that actually, you know, traveling the world is incredible, but you really do need a purpose. And that's why I think this would be our perfect life, because we can be free, we can be digital nomads traveling the world, but you have that purpose that really ultimately helps with your self-confidence, especially with me anyway. Like, it makes me feel good about myself. And for people that are like, oh, I'd love to just travel around the world and not do anything. Like, yeah, I think it would be great for maybe a year, but you would slowly start to get bored of that life. So I really do think this is a life that's sustainable, that we can keep doing for as long as we want to. And then we can either come home if we decide that England is the place that we want to settle in, or and maybe we find another country that we think, yeah, this is where we want to live. Like, if we have kids in the future, this is where we want to bring them up. Or we might even decide that if we want kids, it's a life on the road that we want them to have. And, you know, obviously that comes with all of its own issues and challenges with homeschooling. You know, there's loads of different ways we could take this. So it's really exciting to know that in 5 years' time, I don't know where we're going to be. I think it's very likely that we'll still have this business because we love it. We're passionate about podcasting. We have the skills. We love working with other businesses and creating products for them. So yeah, I think this is a really exciting journey. And, you know, a lot of people who are into travel, this is the dream: traveling while making money and being location independent. So that's the plan, guys. Are you excited? Are you as excited as us?
Probably not. Probably not. Why do you care? But year 2021, hopefully, the adventure begins again. But for people listening, you're thinking, so what? What does that mean for me? If you have like any skill, if you do anything online, if you're a video editor, sign up to like these freelance websites like fiverr.com. Sign up and like sell your services, and it might get to a point where you can do the same thing. If you have a skill you can do online, don't waste it. Do it and earn some money from it, even if it's as well as your normal job. Go for it.
I completely agree. And like, you know, coronavirus has taught us a lot that the typical 9 to 5 isn't secure. It's scary. Nothing is secure. That, you know, we came home thinking that we would settle down from the end of our trip. Nick got a proper job, you know, and I tried doing this podcasting job with it, which thankfully has come up to look after us. But if you're one of those people that thinks, oh, I'd love to travel the world, and you've never really got round to it, there's always been an excuse, you know, oh, but this has happened, or I don't have enough money, or I'm not sure, am I too old now? Do it, guys. Like, I know it's corny and, you know, YOLO and all of that, but just do it. You know, like, if your excuse is you didn't want to give up your career, well, look what's happened now. Like, nothing is secure. So you might as well just live your best life. Just go do it.
That's great advice. I completely agree. Couldn't have said it better myself. I will just say quickly, like, when we got home from our big trip, it was February by this point, coronavirus hadn't really kicked in yet. And we went for a long weekend skiing in France. Like, we've just been away for a year. Do we really need to go away? And we thought, should we? We just put it on the credit card. I thought, we'll worry about it later. But now we've been locked down for 3 or 4 months. I'm so glad we did it. We had the opportunity to go and we took it.
And yes, did we spend too much money? Yes, we did.
Yes, it was for one weekend. It was ridiculously expensive. We could have traveled for a couple of months around the world on that.
But can you put a price on skiing down some slopes and eating fondue?
No, you can't.
So, right, what does this mean for the future of What the Faux Travel Podcast?
Well, yeah, I forgot about that. So this is, as you all know, the end of Series 4. We are taking a break. It's probably going to be a longer break than we normally take, if we're being honest, because we do want to focus on this business. But once travels start up again, or we come across interesting people we want to interview, no doubt there'll be podcasts coming your way. One of our travel plans, it's the curse saying it out loud, but it's already been said. A lot of you will know we are planning on doing a road trip with our friend, YouTuber Carl Watson, around Eastern Europe next summer, so year 2021. Really hope that goes ahead. And no doubt there'll be so many interesting things to podcast about when we're there. So yes, stay subscribed, look out for new episodes, but we're going on a break.
But before that break, it's now time for a game.
Come on!
Now, what should we call this one? I feel like it should be the city game rather than the capital city game.
The city game. City or cities? The cities game.
I like city, like, well, not a sofa, settee. I like it just being singular. The city game.
But the capital's game is plural. Let's go with it. The city game. Let's go.
Okay, so the idea of this game is to mix up from the capital cities game. Nick and I are both going to be playing. We've made a game for each other, so there's two games coming your way, you lucky sods. That was very English.
Sod. Yeah, I don't think other countries use that.
Do Americans use that word?
American listeners, write to us. What does it mean if you're a sod?
Yeah, there you go. So we choose a city, a random city in the world, and then the other person has to guess which country that's in. Now, this becomes problematic, especially in the Spanish-speaking world, because they have the same names in every single country. But the rules are, as long as you get one correct, as long as you get one of the countries that is correct. Yeah? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. As long as that city is in that country, it could be multiple countries. I've stayed clear of the USA and Canada because they've just stolen all of our names.
Like they did.
Like Canada, Nova Scotia, they got Halifax. We have Halifax.
Yeah, we used to live in a town called, or a city called Chelmsford, and there's a Chelmsford in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts,
yeah.
Not the original.
Back off, America. Yeah?
Get your own names.
So do you want to go first? Or should I go first?
So if I go first, does that mean I'm reading? So you go first, really?
No, the person going first.
All right, you're ready.
Answering.
Yeah, you read. I go first.
Oh, and this is also a bit different. With the Capitals game, you have 30 seconds. This way, we both have 14 questions. But we're also being timed. So, for example, at the end of the game, if we both have the same score, it's whoever got that score in less time.
Oof.
So many rules. It's hard to keep up. Are you ready, Nick?
Yes.
Okay, question one.
Go.
Aswan.
Egypt.
Question two. Haifa.
Israel.
Question three. Pokhara.
Nepal.
Question four. Cebu.
Philippines.
Question five, Fremantle.
Australia.
Question six, Rotorua.
New Zealand.
Question seven, Katowice.
I know this one. Poland.
Question eight, David.
Panama.
Question nine, Limon.
Costa Rica.
Question 10, Victoria.
South Africa.
11, Ciudad del Este.
Uruguay.
12. Jujuy.
I do know who. Argentina.
13. Arica.
Sweden.
And 14. La Paz, not Bolivia.
Mexico. Stop.
Oh, now you did that in 1 minute and 1 second. Now let's go back and count your results. Okay, I've counted up your scores, and some of them I had to check because it could have been a place in more than one country.
Of course.
Out of 14, Nick, you got 11 points.
Wow, I'm happy with that.
That is very good. Now, let me just go through the ones you got wrong, though.
Yes, please.
So, for Victoria, you said...
South Africa, because I thought you said Pretoria.
Well, you know, listen.
That's fine.
We've learned here. You need to listen.
I'm happy to be wrong. I'm just explaining why I was wrong.
But I checked it in case there is a Victoria in South Africa. There is not. It is in Brazil.
Of course.
It is the capital of Espírito Santo.
Okay.
I believe. That could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. Also, you got Ciudad del Este wrong.
Afterwards, I thought... It's the one in Paraguay, isn't it?
That is, because Ciudad del Este is known for its shopping district when you cross the border.
From Foz to Iguazu.
Yeah, exactly. But you were thinking about Uruguay, the rich town on the coast.
Yes, I was.
Which is called Ciudad del...
Este? Is it not the same?
No, it's not Ciudad. I can't remember.
Punta del Este. Punta del Este, yes.
And finally, you got Arica wrong.
Yeah. because it sounded like the only famous Swedish person we know in England, Arica Johnson. So I guessed it was Sweden.
No, can you remember now?
Arica. Oh, Arica. Oh, it sounds more Spanish. Now you pronounce it that way rather than Arica.
I was trying to say it in like an English accent.
It sounds like another Brazilian one, but I don't know.
No, it is in Chile. Do you remember? It's the very north of Chile. And we were talking to somebody, actually, when we were in San Pedro de Atacama,
yeah.
We met the guy from our hostel who lived there. He came from Arica.
No, I wouldn't have got that one. Tough.
There you go. 11 points and it took you 1 minute, 1 second. It is now my turn.
Okay, Amy, are you ready? Start the timer now. Nantes.
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Dresden.
Oh, Germany?
Agadir.
Spain.
Mar del Plata.
Argentina.
Dunedin.
Australia?
Sapa.
Oh, Scotland. Sapa. Oh my God, this is hard.
Sapa.
Vietnam?
Wuhan.
China.
Volgograd.
Norway.
Sapporo.
Japan.
Anchorage.
These are so hard, Nick. England.
Stavanger.
Germany.
Same as yours. Haifa.
Oh, Israel.
Mosul.
Mosul is in like Afghanistan or somewhere. No,
Medina.
Syria.
Oh, Medina.
Medina is Morocco.
Stop the watch. Stop the clock. Stop the timer.
I was 1 minute. Less than
1 minute. So that's quicker than me. But did you get
the same number
correct?
That was really hard.
Yeah, compared to your list, it actually was, because your list was all the places we've been.
Yeah, I was trying to make it easy for you, because like when we were prepping the game, I said to Nick, I was like, don't just put random cities because we're not going to get them. At least make it a game and challenging, but you know, we will probably get them.
Well, when putting these games together,
you put in like bloody all these places we've never been before.
Nance, when I put this game together, I find myself in two minds. I think, oh, this is too easy. It's not even going to be fun. So I'm like, oh, I'll make some more harder. And then I make some harder. And I'm like, oh, I should chuck in some easy ones. Anyway, it's a hard balance. But let's go through the answers.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, first of all, I can tell you, you got 6 out of 14.
Well, that's better than I thought, to be honest.
It was tough.
Yeah, I mean, I did feel like this wasn't a fair game.
It definitely wasn't fair. Let's just go through some of your incorrect answers. I thought you'd get Nantes.
I know that name and it's bugging me.
It's in France.
Oh, right. Okay, that's...
But you got Dresden, Germany. Well done. Agadir. You said Spain.
No, it's not Spain.
No, it's not.
It's Morocco.
Morocco, yes. Oh. You're right. Mar del Plata. Well done.
Do you know why I was thinking of Spain? It's because we... we're in Spain and we went for the day to Agadir. So in my head, it's in Spain because we got the boat across.
Okay, that's how you got confused, but incorrect. Sorry, but well done, Mar del Plata, Argentina. Dunedin. You first said Australia, then you said Scotland. You were closer with Australia. It's in New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
Volgograd. I think you said Norway. That's in Russia.
Of course, Grad.
Anchorage. You said England, but USA, Alaska.
Why would I know that? In any way, shape, or form.
Just thought you'd know. It's the capital of Alaska.
It's the capital?
Well, you know, like, yeah, cities have... states in the USA have capitals, don't they? And Stavanger, it was Norway. You got that one wrong.
What did I say?
I can't remember now what you said for Stavanger. I thought you said, like, Russia or something.
I never said Russia. I said Norway for one of them. Okay, we listen back and I said Germany.
Okay, so you got that one wrong. Mosul is in Iraq.
Oh.
You're not Syria. I think Syria was your final answer.
Yeah.
And Medina is not Morocco. There are Medinas in Morocco, but Medina is in Saudi Arabia.
Well, then I should get that point right.
No, there's not a city called Medina.
Have you checked?
No.
Exactly. You haven't checked any of my answers and
let's
I checked yours.
Pause the recording.
Okay, we've checked all the answers and I was wrong. And that's, I just want to know that it is wrong. If you were giving me wrong points and they weren't wrong, I would have been annoyed.
That's fair enough. But, you know, what have we learned from this podcast over the years? It's not about who wins these games. All the fun games we've played, do you even remember who won them?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay, so it is about the winning for you. I don't. I just look back on fond, fun memories. It doesn't matter who wins. But I agree your list was harder than mine. Still well done. Some good knowledge there.
Don't pity me. Okay, guys, right. This is the end of Series 4 officially. Again, thanks to all of our patrons and anyone who has sent us love through the internet. It really means a lot. And yeah, we love you guys. So keep sending messages. Keep saying hello. Keep telling us about your travel plans and asking advice. Like, it's great. It's great to hear from you.
Oh, if you guys weren't there, we would have given up like 3 years ago.
Yeah, at least.
I reckon. Just doing it for you. We don't even enjoy doing it anymore.
We hate it, in fact.
It's just for you guys. So actually, you could do us a favour. Stop contacting us and we can get on with our lives. Goodbye. Don't forget, you can get in touch with the show. You can email us at whatthefoepodcast@gmail.com. We are also on all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we are also on Patreon. For more information on all those things, you can go to our website at www.whatthefotravelpodcast.com. This podcast was sponsored by Ant Podcast Management. For help getting your professional podcast up and running, visit ant-podcastmanagement.com.